Hi, everyone. It's April, and Tony and I are back again this week to do a little chat with Veronica and talk about our pets. Today is a wonderful day because all of my pets are in good shape as of today. It goes up and down and right and left. It happens when you've got senior dogs. I got two senior dogs and one five-year-old dog. The two senior dogs, one is 14 and one is 17, as I've told you. They're starting to, I don't want to use the word deteriorate, but their level of health energy is gradually going down a little bit. So I'm pulling out all the stops. All of you know about Nellie. She had a little stroke and then she had a whole bunch of stuff go wrong for her. But we got her straightened out and I am now taking her to acupuncture. Every other week I take her in. I can see a marked difference in her energy and how she carries herself. It's like she carries herself a little better. The doctor says that, or the acupuncturist says, but it's also a veterinarian, says that her heart sounds improved. So we have the pimobendan going on, and now we have the acupuncture going on, which is supporting the pimobendan. And she said her heart murmur, it's still there. She says, but it's calmer. It's not like jerking around or anything. So I am happy as can be. I know my dogs are 14 and 17, and I know we're coming into terminal time. I know that. But right now, I feel like I've got to snatch up every minute I can get extra with them. And if that means going to acupuncture every other week, that's what we're going to do. Because I want to have more time with them. And I realize it is limited, but I'm going to stretch the marker a bit because I love them too much to let them go. Tony, how's my little Kai?
Your little Kai is fine. You know, taking him to the dog park, 20 minutes a day or something. Doing good with that.
Does he get down and walk around? Does he get down and walk around?
Yeah. We go to like the small side and he can walk around. If there's little dogs in there, you know, he walks with them. It's like he's walking up to them saying, "Hi, I'm Kai. What's your name?" I mean, you can just see it on his face. So that's really good. Yesterday we had a ton of errands to do. And, you know, he goes with me and he goes into every store. He goes, you know, he sits in the little shopping cart like a little man. And if somebody walks by him and doesn't say hi, he just kind of gets up a little higher, like, look at me. So, yeah, I'm exposing him to everything. So there's no fear.
Little dog, big ego.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, we're all fine over here. Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, you're probably heavily into summertime rentals and stuff now.
I am. Yeah. So it's been very busy. But, you know, it's the time of the season, so that's what we do.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go get Veronica.
All right. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the show today. And, you know, great questions again. And, you know, don't be shy. We'll just write in whatever question you're thinking of. Don't think it's silly or whatever. It's not silly. So write in to innerwhispersradio.com. And that's INNER, whispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you, honey. First question is coming from Vicky. Is there really such a being as the devil?
Well, there's much debate about this. And it's because you're all in the linear and you're defining things linearly. One wants to personify different energies into a being like you are. We'd say that there is evil. Yes, there is an energy that can move around and become twisted up and make things worse. There isn't a devil with horns, a red suit, and a pitchfork. That is a very linear definition that is given out a lot. The Bible talks about a fallen angel that was sort of kicked out of heaven a bit. And a lot of people say, well, that's, you know, that errant angel is the one that should be called the devil. We say it's not a being as sort, it's an energy field that is personified by humans as something close to what they are. It's not that. It's an energy that can personify itself, but not in the devil's form. It can take over people. It can take over, you know, a whole crowd and turn them into, you know, evildoers if it's allowed to. It is something that needs to be combated, but the singularity of it is not true. It's not a single being that sits around like a human being would and calculate things. No, it is an energy that can take over and can permeate even a solid place, but it is not a single being.
All right. Peter would like to know, I have heard a lot about astral travel, but have not experienced it yet. Is it something I should pursue?
We always encourage everyone to be adventuresome. And some of you find linear reality to be a little dull at times, personally. And so a lot of this astral travel has come into play where you lift up out of body and you go to other realms. It is definitely a thing to do. And we do think you should pursue it. Because the more you travel in an astral travel kind of way, the more you're going to learn, the more you're going to broaden your awareness beyond the linear boundaries that you all live in. It is a good thing to do. Anytime that you can expand your awareness, we would encourage every one of you to take advantage of that. And astral travel, if you're really interested in it, there's a school, like a Monroe Institute. Contact them. They have a lot of literature. They have classes, we understand. And we think it would be a good thing if you're truly interested in it. The out-of-body experiences at the Monroe Institute would be something that you might want to try. But we do encourage you, and Peter, you should be doing that. You should be pursuing that because it's going to expand your awareness tremendously.
All right. Carolyn wrote in, what occurs within a person that makes them so bitter and angry at life?
Well, we'll say disappointment. The things that they tried to create in their reality didn't work out. Or something happens to them that makes them feel, you know, like they were robbed or treated poorly in some way. And if you start ignoring that, it builds into resentment, and then the resentment will implode and explode in bitterness and angry. So it is incidents. It is creations that go wrong. It is things that happen to them that is disappointing from other people. Those are the things that if they're happening repetitively over and over, one starts to feel like they're out of control. One starts to feel like they're really alone. And that turns them into bitter because they thought, well, it shouldn't be this way. It should be another way. So those incidents, those disappointing incidents of creation and manifestation that fall away or don't happen correctly can make one resentful. And that resentment does turn into anger and bitterness. But it is linear things that make you get that way. Eternal moments and your soulful energy will not. So we think that if you find yourself in that loop, go right to your soul. Separate back a little bit from the linear reality and bring in all that eternal energy that is you to help you balance it out and wash away the bitterness and angriness. It's time in everyone's life. You find yourself at a spot and you say, I got to do this. And make that today. Make it that you're going to start thinking a little different and allowing things in. You got to get rid of the angriness and the bitterness.
And our next question is coming from Patricia. Much has been written about leaving physical reality. Would it be possible to know more about our journey to get into physical reality? What kind of process is it?
Well, when you are born into a reality, it's difficult. You have to make plans. You have to think about what you're going to do. You have to decide what scenarios are going to work and what scenarios are not going to work. And you have to make a blueprint plan of it. That's what you do. When you leave the reality, and let's say you pass away and you left the reality, that's usually a little easier than getting into the reality. And the process is that you decide you want to reincarnate. From there, you start thinking about and making choices internally about who you want in that reality and who you don't want in that reality. The list is lengthy going down. You make these decisions. You decide what lessons you want to learn. It's a little bit more complicated than saying, okay, I'm done. I'm ready to go home. A little different. We'd say being born is much more complicated than leaving. So the physical reality part of it, getting into physical reality, being born, can be complicated. And after you make all those plans and everything, you have your blueprint in front of you, you do still have the opportunity, if you wish, to abdicate a little of it or all of it. It's up to you. But it is way more complicated and requires a little bit of planning. So think about it and try to imagine what it would be like for you. And maybe decide that you're going to think about, what did I choose? I would like to know. Going internal, going into meditation, you can find these answers. And we do think all of you should.
Okay, Veronica, that was our last question. If you want to take a break and come back and give the message to the world, that would be great.
All right.
Okay. Well, some great questions again, as we do every week. And, you know, I always say, if you want more information on any of these topics, feel free to write in to innerwhispersradio.com, and we'll get your question on the air as soon as we can. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Well, today is a good day to decide to be happy. Today is a good day to decide to step back a step or two from any of the dramatics that are going on around you. They'll still be going on when you return to this spot, but for right now, you're going to leave the drama there. You're going to find something to do today that is pleasant, with someone or without someone. Sometimes it's more pleasant to be by yourself. And take a walk and really look at your reality and say, I like this, I don't like that, I like this, I don't like that. And really assess what's in your reality and what you would like to be in your reality. Start taking time to appreciate what is here and make sure you look at all the colors in the box. Everyone's got sort of a crayon box of color that they can bring in to, you know, create the reality. Make sure you bring in a full box and use as many colors as you can. Decide today that that's what you're going to do. You're going to walk through this day in a positive way. Even if there's all this chaos going on around you, it doesn't matter. Go into your soul, focus, find something pleasant and be in it. Allow yourself that luxury to be away from the drama, to have a happier stance about you, and decide to smile internally as well as externally. Bring it to the table and just do it. We know all of you have all your little things that go on in your life, all the dramatics and everything. You don't have to stay up to your chin in it all the time. Back up and allow it to step away, and you step away, so that you have an opportunity to heal. That's the way to do it, everyone. So today, decide today is the day, and just do it.
All right. Thank you, Veronica. As always, a great message. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. We'll be back with you next week with more questions. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.